Good morning. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we'll read again 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Hear now the word of God. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. This is the Word of God, and we're spending quite a lot of time learning about love and what love is. This passage describes greatly what love is, and so we are taking it one word at a time. And today, our text is, love believeth all things. Believeth all things. Last week was bears all things, stegopas. This week is believeth all things, pistueo pas. Pistueo, all things. It's a verb used in the King James text, 248 times. And 239 times is translated as the word believe. It means to think to be true or to credit as truth. It's that conviction in the heart of a man that compels us to do and to act, to say, to think. One of the greatest texts, I think, to describe this, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 8, we'll read verses 5 through 13. This is the story of the centurion that approached Jesus, you'll remember. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. Remember, a centurion is one who is in charge of about 80 men in the army. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And hear this, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. This is an incredible display of belief. The centurion had faith in Jesus Christ and he approached him. The centurion believed that Jesus could heal his servant. This is love. The centurion believed that Jesus could heal his servant. But the centurion loved his servant, and so he went, and he approached Jesus, and had such a great faith that he knew that Jesus could command that his servant would be healed, and he would. But I think it's telling as well, where did he go for help? Where did he go to seek help for his friend, for his servant? He went to Jesus. This is love. 1 Thessalonians 4:4 For if we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Do you believe that God will bring you with him? Do you believe that Jesus died and that he rose again? 2 Timothy 1:12, for the which cause I also suffer, says Paul. These things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I hope this is a tune, a familiar tune that you sing in your head throughout the day. I know whom I have believed in and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. What is God able to do? What is he able to do? Everything. And of course the word pas, all things. We talked about this last week. All have sinned, everyone, each and every one. And God has forgiven our sins, all of them, every one of them. That's the word all. Pistueo pas. Stego pas, pistueo pas. Bear all things, believe all things. The exhortation here, brothers and sisters, is that love believes those whom we love. We love God. We believe God. All things are possible with God, says Mark 9:23, says Jesus in Mark 9:23. Matthew 19:26, Jesus says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Do you believe that with God all things, pas, are possible? All things are possible. Do you believe that with God? Love does not doubt what God is doing or can do. Do you believe that Jesus overcame the grave? Do you believe that Jesus has risen and is ruling? Do you believe that he saves you from your sin? I hope you're saying amen in your hearts, because I certainly don't hear it out loud. But I hope you believe these things. Do you believe that Jesus will bring you with him to glory? Do you believe these things, brothers and sisters? We also believe others whom we love. You know, we're a very suspicious bunch of people, aren't we? We're very suspicious of each other. And we should not be. We shouldn't be suspicious of each other without two or three witnesses, without evidence. So these impulses that we have to be suspicious is not a godly thing. It's not a loving thing. And so let us put off being suspicious of one another and of others. We need to believe that the same God that is working in us is also working in others too. Even the unbeliever. I often tell my children, when I was 5 years old, keep in mind I did not grow up in a Christian home. I didn't look like a Christian. I didn't smell like a Christian. Nothing Christian about me. But when I was 5 years old, what was I elect? It's a tough question to answer, isn't it? I didn't behave like a Christian when I was 16 years old. Didn't talk like a Christian. Didn't keep myself like a Christian. But was I elect in the eyes of God? You see, God ordained before time even existed that I would be and who I would be and that one day I would walk with him. So I praise God for this. But for a non-Christian to have, or for a Christian to have viewed me as a non-Christian and to have treated me poorly is not very loving. Do you see this? And so here I had my brother, my 50-year-old brother was here on Christmas Eve. He was hearing the message and he was greatly impacted by the truths of this word. My brother has not behaved like a Christian when we were younger. But the word greatly influenced him the other night. The message greatly influenced him the other night. And I've also told this other story of the old man who stood up in the Baptist church the first church I was a member of out in Kansas. He stood up and praised God because he said, "For 62 years I've been praying for my brother. And this last week, he bent his knee to Jesus." He believed. This brother believed. That is impressive belief, isn't it? He loved his brother and he kept praying for him. And that testimony has always influenced me in hoping and believing all things in people. It is God, brothers and sisters, that changes people. It is not us. And the same God that changed me can change anything, can do anything. The same God that raised Lazarus from the dead can cause Charlie to get up and walk out of that hospital if he wanted to. Amen. There's a doctor who believed this morning that Charlie could take some food. And so he's the only doctor. All the other doctors are against him. But this doctor believed. He just believes it could happen. He could be wrong. He could be wrong. But he believes that it could happen. And I thank God that he's loving Charlie in that way and making that happen. And so we need to believe, brothers and sisters. The same God working in us is working all around us. Has God worked powerfully in your life? Has God worked powerfully to bring new life to you? And if he has not, he can if you believe. And if he has, he can do more. If he has, he can do more than you could ever ask or imagine. Do you know that? The Word of God says this. And if he has, he can even work in the lives of other sinners. We need to believe the Bible, brothers and sisters. We need to believe every last word, every miracle, every act of love, every judgment of God, every word of wisdom and exhortation. We need to accept it as the truth. It is the truth. It's the only rock that we have, the only thing that is stable and immovable and unchanging in written text. Some of us, you've heard of self-prophesying when we think ourselves into a slumber. And we don't believe that we can. And oftentimes we don't believe that we can because we don't believe that all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God, brothers and sisters. The Word of God says this. We need to believe it. And our convictions need to turn into actions. You know, in counseling is purely the convincing of the counselee that the Word of God is true. That's what it is purely. We are purely convincing that the Word of God is true. And we need this. We need to be exhorting one another daily. We need to be hearing the Word of God and hearing that it is true. It is a blessing to see the Word of God come to fruition in the lives of others, to see where others had just an ounce of faith and they went to the centurion, or they went to Jesus and just asked him to heal from there. There's some who went and just touched his cloak. That's all they did. Because they believed. Because all things are possible with God. And sometimes, most of the time, we are pessimistic. And we don't believe that all things are possible with God. And so, we want to be careful that we're not just continually asking for God's blessing. Bless me, God. Bless me. Bless me. It's all about me. But we need to be as children of God, and we need to join in with God in His kingdom and beseech Him, seek Him that His kingdom would come and that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. By the love of God, we are called to be optimistic about the past, what has happened to you in your past. We need to be optimistic about what has happened to you in your past. Were you abused? Were you mistreated sorely? We need to be optimistic that God is using that for your good and for His glory. He will, He has, He will continue to do that. So we need to be optimistic about our past. We need to be optimistic about the present, about what God is doing currently. We cannot see where the wind comes from, but we know it is blowing. We know that the Spirit of God is alive and moving and doing things in men everywhere. And so this ought to be encouraging to us. And we especially need to be optimistic about the future. We have different beliefs about the future. Some people believe differently about when Jesus will come. But we all know that Jesus will come. We all know that we will be with Him in glory. And we have great reason to be optimistic. For as Paul says, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To be with Him is great gain. And so, brothers and sisters, love believes all things. Believes all things. And we need to hinge our belief upon God, the one who is the promise keeper, the giver of life, the one who is able to save us, the one who is able to make every bad situation good. Not only is He able, but He does for His glory, for our good. And so, brothers and sisters, let us repent of our unbelief, where we believe that God will not change this situation or that situation. Let us repent of this. And let us behold the God who is able to do all things, even abundantly more than we can think or ask. And let us walk with this God. Let us love Him. And let us love one another according to how He has loved us. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we confess to You our unbelief. Father, there are times when we do not believe You will do anything good. And Father, there are times when we have our own definition of what is good and we hold You to our standard of what is good. And Father, I pray that we would seek Your standard of what is good, that we would give You the right to define what is good, what is for our good, and what brings You glory. God, You have the right to define this, not we. And so, Father, we trust that You will bring forth all things that are good. And one day, there will be no evil that we have to deal with. There will be no sin tormenting us. Father, one day, our chains will be cut forever and ever. And, Father, but You offer salvation even now. Father, and we believe this. We believe that You can set us free from those besetting sins right here and now. Right now, Father, we believe this. All things are possible with God. Lord, You can heal the servant from afar. You can spit in some mud and You can heal the blind man. And Father, You can free us from those besetting sins that are tormenting us. Father, You can help us to believe with one another. You can help us, Lord, in our relationships where there is dissension. Father, the peace of God can come and You can remove all bitterness like that. Father, You can do this. And Father, I pray that You would give us more faith, the faith as a centurion, that we would go to You and that we would ask where our brothers and sisters are hurting, that we would ask You to heal them. Father, we cannot fix all things. We don't have the sum total of all wisdom. We don't have all the cures, all the medicines. But Father, we have You. We have the power of God, of which we are not ashamed. And Father, I pray that You would help us in our unbelief, just as the Father who was struggling with His son, who said, Lord, help me thou in my unbelief. God, we cry out to you now and we say, help me thou in my unbelief. Help us to be believers, Lord Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit. Father, would you help us to believe in the name of Jesus? And Father, we take a minute to confess our own personal sins to you now.